I've just come out of this week's beginner's class, and of all the weeks of the 30-week course that we do, this has to be one of my very firm favourites. And the reason it's a favourite for when I'm teaching it is because we get to do a little bit of something a bit different tonight. Tonight we taught Repulse Monkey for the first time, and in our form at least, Repulse Monkey is the first time that the students get to step backwards. And to make that a little more focused for them, what we do is we place down a line of plates along the floor and get them to walk backwards without breaking any of the plates. And I'm pleased to say that for the third year of running, the plates have survived intact. Now, why do we use the plates? First of all, it's to reinforce the principle of Repulse Monkey, which is that the feet go straight back as if they're running along tram lines. The feet don't come in at all. You're stepping backwards. Left foot goes straight back, and then the right foot goes straight back. Left foot goes straight back, the right foot goes straight back. So by putting something in between the feet as you go backwards, it makes it, if you were to draw the feet together whilst walking backwards, there'd be an obstruction and you'd know about it. Now, the second reason we use the dinner plates and the real reason I want to talk about it tonight is that we use them as a prop to amplify and help them focus on what they're trying to do. Everyone thinks of dinner plates, and we use tea plates tonight because we didn't have any dinner plates, as something very delicate, very fragile. You could do it with a row of eggs, I suppose, and the idea is in their minds they're now thinking they really don't want to break the dinner plates. First of all, they don't want to be embarrassed in front of everybody else. And secondly, we associate dinner plates with a certain amount of fragility. And it means that they're concentrating and paying more attention than perhaps they would otherwise about where they're placing the foot, because they know if they get it wrong, they're going to break the dinner plate. So in that respect, it's an excellent prop. And they also have the advantage, from a teaching point of view, that if an accident did happen, they're cheap and easily replaceable. So use your best china, of course. But sometimes, and this is one of the weeks where we really get to do this, you need to introduce an external prop to help places much more of an emphasis on a particular aspect of a technical move. We do the same with Bend the Bow to Shoot the Tiger. We use sticks for that. And if I remember rightly, for next week, we'll do that for Wave Hands Like Clouds as well, to try and provide that emphasis. So yeah, so that's the thing taken from tonight's class, is to add an external element to help that the students culturally relate to help focus. Thank you for listening.